This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations.
Check. All right, we are in the fourth quarter here, guys, of a junior varsity contest between Botkins and Fort Loramie. It's 36-13. Botkins ahead of Fort Loramie here. We're getting ready. We're going to roll through some commercials here. Brandon Coberman, Chuck McVie here. It's good to be here tonight. I mean, it's
I'm really ready for good basketball.
I mean, basketball season, obviously the snow on the ground. We got a real heavy dose of snow this week and a good game that is going to be on tap here tonight between Botkins and Fort Loramie. Again, kind of a new, it seems like a turn of a page in the Shelby County League this year, Chuck. with everything going on. You take a look at, first off, the Bakken's Trojans graduating a lot of talent off a team that went to the regional finals in the inaugural year of Division 7 before falling to the eventual state champion Rushi Raiders. And Coach Groves, in his fifth season here at Bakken's, a lot of talent coming back, and something that he's really, really excited, to really, really get going and have a chance and have a run at the Shelby County League title.
Since he got here, I mean, he took over a really good team his first year, but he has kept it going. I mean, they have not slacked off at all. Came in after a state championship, and it has just really kept Bakken's at the top of the Shelby County League.
And you take a look at that team overall. Yes, they did lose Colin Dosek from last year. Colin Dosek, a first-team All-Shelby County League selection from last year, currently playing at Wittenberg. But you take a look at a lot of talent returning. A lot of people are putting Bakken's and Anna in that upper echelon of who should compete for the Shelby County League title. But you take a look at Eli Pitts, a 6-foot junior, going to come back this year, a key starter from last year. You got James Steinke, 6'4 senior. A lot of height and size on this team as well. Owen Zimper, a 6'6 senior. Tucker Holzkamp will play again. He played off the bench last year, a 6'1 senior this year. So again, a lot of talent, and I would say they have a very good shot of making a run here in Division 7 this year.
Yeah, they have a guard. They have inside play. They're going to shoot the ball well. Tell you what I know they're going to do is defend you, because every Phil Groves team plays outstanding defense, and that's what we're going to look at tonight.
And you take a look on the Fort Laramie side of things, and they return after a 13-13 season last year. Didn't start out maybe the way last year's second year head coach Mitch Westerheide wanted it to, but Mitch Westerheide really turned that ship around. And I know when talking to you specifically last year, you were very complimentary of the job that Mitch did, and I had a chance to see them from the beginning of the year to the end as well, and the talent progression, the progression the team made last year was significant. It was very noticeable how much better they played, and to end up with a respectable 13-13 record, a team that fell in the district finals to a very good Franklin Monroe team but battled them right to the end.
Yep.
So a very respectable year. And you feel like this third year is kind of that, you want to say, leap year for the Fort Laramie Redskins. A couple years of rebuilding. But if you're Fort Laramie, you know it's all about the wins and all about competing for Shelby County League titles, district titles, regional titles. And this really feels like a year that Fort Laramie is going to make that next jump, hopefully, if you're a Redskin fan.
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, they had a couple of kids not come out that they were expecting. But, you know, coach has been around a long time. You just adjust to that. He's got a lot of talent, and he's a heck of a basketball coach. I think that's a good combination.
And you take a look at this Fort Laramie team. Four returning letter winners: DJ Barhorse, Landon Dreese, Aiden Burning, Ian Grillo. So, of course, experience, but like you noted, a couple kids not coming out. That's going to be kind of something maybe that might hurt Laramie. But again, some youth and some experience on this team. You might see the play of Tanner Eilerman. I know we highlighted him quite a bit during the football season.
He was a heck of a football player.
But you could see some other people, Tanner Eilerman, Tanner Heckman, make a impact, Ace Berger as well, that we haven't quite seen yet on the varsity circuit here. So a lot more to be seen from Laramie. Like I said, it feels like when, you know, Laramie was in a little bit of a mini rebuild these last couple years, but like it feels like right now is the time to take that next step forward if you're Coach Westerheide and rebuilding this program.
Well, that's what you hope for. You hope to get better next and build and put the building blocks in place, and they have it. They're going to have to, one place they're going to have to really shore up is the point guard, because that was Maurer last year, and he was outstanding there. He controlled the ball about 60 or 70% of the time that Laramie had the ball. So these kids are going to have to get used to facilitating and handle the basketball without him.
And, of course, in Division 7, you know, it feels like with the added divisions, things can be a little more wide open, and it could be a year where, you know, we don't know how the Shelby County League is going to be. Like I said, it feels like a new era. It feels like we kind of, some years you go into basketball and it feels like you flip a new page.
Yep.
Sometimes it doesn't seem like that in years going, but a lot of senior talent that graduated across the board in the Shelby County League, when you look at schools like Bakken's or Jackson Center or Rushi, Anna. But you feel like a lot of people are discussing that Anna and Bakken's are kind of the two favorites right now. We do see years. I mean, there are years. I mean, you think back to the year that Houston went to the state tournament, or you think back to even years where Jackson Center's made some surprise runs, or even Rushi has made a couple surprise runs, or even Anna. It feels like we could have one of those this year, and I feel like Laramie might be the team that, if you had to pick one, would be the most likely dark horse, so to speak, in the small seven-team Shelby County Athletic League.
Right, and also possibly in the Division VII sectional, because it's just not as strong as it used to be. It's watered down because of all the divisions.
And we like to say that Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the highest winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are, for Botkins, it's going to be able to play perimeter defense and be able to shoot the basketball well. We know Botkins very good, generally a shooting team. Sometimes they can shoot themselves in and shoot themselves out of games. For Laramie, it's going to be able to rebound and be able to get up and down the floor and be able to close out on shooters, especially when Botkins is able to shoot the three ball as well as they can. I think that's something that we'll have to really kind of take a look at, because Botkins, I feel like, especially in the Groves era, and really started with the Powell era back when they won the state title in 2021, is they like to shoot that three ball.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Why wouldn't you? All those extra points you get in a game is just... it's probably the best thing that they put in to basketball in a long time.
And those are the key building components of today's game, opening the doors to success for these two teams. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you to Ken Francis and all his staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Francis Schulze in Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with the residential and doors, available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to step aside and hear more from our sponsors and come back with interviews with Coach Westerheide and Coach Groves here next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com. JV game still finishing up here, but Randy Coverman, Chuck McBee giving you the action here from Botkins High School. The, what do they call it, the Palace here? Not the Palace.
I don't know what they call it.
I'm forgetting. And Coliseum, thank you.
You know what it is?
I had to think about it for a second. I hear from the Coliseum here at Botkins High School, 44-17, the JV contest, but finishing up here tonight. And again, a good early Shelby County League action here between Botkins and Fort Laramie here. And we are, Jack Kramer here had the chance to talk with both coaches here, Mitch Westerheide and Phil Groves, before the game here tonight. He visited with Mitch at practice on Tuesday, and let's hear what Mitch had to say kind of on his team and kind of on the season and how it's going to go.
We're really looking forward to this year. We thought at the tail end of last year we put some things together. Some of the kids understood the standard and the culture we want to build here. And leading the way this year are two of our returning starters, and DJ Barhorst and Landon Dreese. DJ's had a really good preseason. We've really challenged him on the defensive end. In the first game, he did a really nice job of being locked in for all four quarters. And we really feel like that feeds his offense. He's a three-level scorer for us. Started every single game for us last year. So we're going to lean on him to be that leader, the outside shooter. He's really improved his mid-range game and attacking the rim. So we really, really look for big things out of him. Mentioned Landon as well. He's kind of our big. He's a quick jumper, one of the more athletic kids in the county. Put on a little muscle this year, so that's good to see. So he's really improved his rebounding, which is what we really challenged him to, and be more aggressive on the offensive end. So he's attacking the hoop really well right now. And more importantly, on the offensive end, he's controlling the tempo, which we ask our bigs to do a lot of getting into our offense. So really excited about those two. They're our two captains, so we're really going to lean on them this year. As far as our juniors, we got Aiden Burning coming back and Ian Grillo. Ian had a really good tournament run for us. He finally got healthy. He's electric out there. He just finds a way to get his hands on the basketball. And he's one of the faster kids in the county. So we look forward to him creating havoc. Aiden played a lot for us freshman year. He's going to kind of take over the reins for us as well. He does a really deep, probably one of our better passers that we have. And he's just got a solid IQ, good understanding of the game. And then rounding out our top five, Tanner Heckman. He's going to be a sophomore for us, 6'3", 6'4", long, athletic. He has a knack for the ball as well. Great rebounder. We're working on his finishing around the rim, which he's working every day to be. And he's learning the speed of the game. We're really excited about his potential.
Coach Mitch Westerheide's approach to the game offensively and defensively.
Mm-hmm. Offensively, we need to control the pace. We get in trouble when we dribble too much and we take quick shots. From time to time, that's okay from some of our leaders who've proven they can hit it. But we're really looking for reversals and making the other team play defense and really putting pressure on them. That way we don't have to play defense the whole time. Defense, I mean, that's our identity. I think the kids really understand that. If they're in the right places, we are really long this year. So we want people to shoot over our length, and we just got to be in the right spots and be physical and then go get the rebound.
And, of course, Coach Mitch Westerheide there talking with Jack Kramer, talking about his club this season having a lot of high expectations. Of course, Chuck talking about how he has those high expectations from the strong finish they had last year.
Yes.
As district runner-ups. And a lot of players he pointed to, I think the one that he pointed to that I think makes the most sense, that's going to be the big focal point of their offense, is DJ Barhorst.
Yeah, I mean, they had a heck of a run in the tournament. And you could just see their confidence grow. And so, you know, if you're well coached, good things are going to happen if you do what you're coached, and that's what they found out. You got to buy into it, and Laramie did that last year.
Well, for Botkins, Coach Phil Groves told Jack Kramer that last year's excellent Botkins club must replace superb guard Colin Dosek, who's playing at the University of Wittenberg, and other key starters. But he does return some valuable experience for the 2025-26 season.
Yeah, we lost quite a bit with our seniors last year. Colin did a really good job for us running the team, led us in scoring, led us in most statistical categories. Colton Plyman did a great job inside for us. Noah Topp was a senior who provided great leadership, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to miss those seniors especially.
But you played depth last year. It wasn't a team of five, and you do have some returning people. Experience is back for Bodkin's Hoops.
Yeah, exactly. We had a lot of guys last year that got a lot of minutes as freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. Hopefully the minutes they got last year and the year before pay dividends this year as their upperclassmen.
Highlight some of those young men who will figure in your starting lineup and off the bench.
Well, first of all, we'll start with our seniors. Tucker Holskamp is a senior, hard-nosed player. He does a lot of tough things for us. Great defender, both inside and outside. Great leader. James Steinke's another senior who can, if he gets things going offensively, he can be a game changer for us. Owen Zimfer, he's a 6'6 senior, big wingspan. He's very athletic. He can do a lot of things for us, both inside and out. We expect big things from him as well. Trent Paul is another senior that came back out this year. He's going to be our backup point guard, can give us quality minutes off the bench. And then we get to our juniors. Eli Pitts is returning as a two-year letter winner. Last team he was all-conference, second team, all-district. We expect big things from Eli on both sides of the basketball this year. He's our point guard. He runs the show for us. Will Monin is a sophomore who got key minutes last year as a freshman. We expect him to take a step forward and have a great year this year. Braden Welsh is another junior. He played mostly JV last year, but we expect him to contribute at the high school, at the varsity level this year. And then Vincent Bayless is a freshman coming in this year. 6'5", big bodies, athletic. He moves well, controls his body well. We expect big things from him as a freshman as well.
Coaching philosophy for Phil Groves, running the Bodkin's Boys Hoops program.
We like to think that we pride ourselves on our defense, and if we can defend at a high level and rebound the first shot, we think we have a good chance of competing. If we don't do either one of those things, then we're in for a long night.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Of course, you just heard from both Coach Mitch Westerheide and Phil Groves of Fort Laramie and Bakken's respectively as we're getting ready just under 10 minutes from starting this game here between the Bakken's Trojans and the Fort Laramie Redskins. Brandon Coverman and Chuck McBee here live from the Coliseum, ready to give you the action here tonight. The Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Ohio Avenue in Sydney provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. And these services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services is here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our website at shelbycountyveterans.org or look for us on Facebook. We serve our country. We are here to serve you. Well, on this season here so far for both these teams, this is Bakken's opener tonight, Chuck, and you know Bakken's is supposed to have a game with Parkway. That ultimately was canceled. Laramie has had a game so far. They played Houston and beat them 45-19 before ultimately falling to Versailles 42-28. So not much data from the Bakken side that we've obviously seen yet with no games, but Fort Laramie, 45 points and 28 points. So a little bit of the offense maybe struggling here early on, if you want to say anything. Some low scoring totals, but keeping it respectful with a very good Versailles team.
Well, yeah, and Versailles is pretty good, absolutely. I mean, Laramie got a little advantage at least early in the game because they've played two games. Bakken's excited, and they're going to get their first game in. So Laramie's got an advantage there, but it won't last long. Bakken's will get their feet on the ground.
And, of course, we take a look at what these teams have got coming up here in the early going for Bakken's. Their next three games, they will host the Rushi Raiders here at home on Tuesday before they go on the road to the Hangar playing Fairlawn, and they host Salina next Saturday night. So three or four games in the next 8 days, so it'll really pick up for the Bakken's Trojans. They have a big showdown with Anna looming 2 weeks from today on December 19th, which will be a big battle early on for the Shelby County League supremacy between those two schools, who look to be a couple of the favorites this year. Again, like you said, Laramie opened up last Friday, beat Houston 45-19 before falling to Versailles. Of course, taking on the Trojans tonight, their next couple games, they will go on the road and they will go play the Fort Recovery Indians on December 9th before next Saturday they will host the New Bremen Cardinals and then play Fairlawn on December 19th. So it feels like it's kind of been one of those slower starts, Chuck, to basketball.
It's
kind of been a late start, even though, you know, Anna made the regional finals in football. It's felt like I said, a very slow start to this year, but you know what that means? It means December and January are going to be jam-packed with games.
Well, you got 20, when they moved it up to 22 games for a season. You've got a lot of games to get in a short amount of time, and you don't get breaks. The kids love it. They love playing games, but as a coach, you need time in the gym practicing or you don't get any better.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, you know, those cool, we talk about it too on those makeup games. You get those cold January nights where you're rescheduling games on a Monday night and you're maybe off your routine as well. And that's part of the effect of this sometimes delayed start or canceling games because of snow. And in Ohio, we've got obviously a lot of snow here for the early part of the season.
Yeah, worse than normal. Yeah, that was a pretty good snowfall for late November, early December.
Well, you'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart Homes here in Anna. You see, at Eisenhart, we understand that building a home may be the biggest investment of your lifetime. Our goal is to create a home that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you will truly love. starting from sketches on paper all the way to your final design. We will walk you through every step of the home building process. At Ice and Heart, we are hands-on, working with you closely from design to framing to everything in between, like picking out backsplash tiles for the kitchen. You'll love our attention to detail. Ice and Heart stays within your budget and meets your goals for extremely high quality. We're also experts at remodeling homes. We add rooms, update kitchens, finish basements, and more. We are Ice and Heart Homes, IceandHeartHomes.com, and Anna Ice and Heart, EisenHardt. Ice and Heart, you'll love with all your heart your new home from Ice and Heart. Again, just a little under 5 minutes away from us getting going here, and like I said, Chuck, beginning of the season, doesn't get better than this. Being a Shelby County native, I always say, this is our football. You know, absolutely. Of course, we're not the MAC or anything like that with having, you know, besides Anna, Marmy, and Lehman having football, but this is our football, and, you know, especially for communities like, let's say, Botkins, too, who, you know, don't want to have football. This is where you get your athletic program going and get people coming out on Friday nights.
Well, they had their homecoming tonight, and this place was jam-packed for the homecoming, and I'd love to tell you who won, but I was out in the hall and I couldn't hear. But they just love basketball. I love doing games up here because it's just so much fun. I kept the scorebook at the Piqua sectional for 24 years, and I got to see all these teams play, and there was nothing like it. So I enjoy Shelby County League basketball.
And, of course, you know, our time of year where we can kind of take over. Of course, the fall sports ending tomorrow with football. Of course, good luck to St. Henry and them in the state finals tomorrow. But like I said, it's basketball, and it's not much – you can't get much better than that.
No, so, I agree.
A proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids coming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young student athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie, energy for today and tomorrow. We're going to step aside here. We'll come back with our starting lineups and tip-off here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693 6325, the Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bakken's. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate. And
customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one new this year, flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese.
Ruese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we begin the starting lineups here at Botkins. Let's take a look at the starting lineups first for the Fort Laramie Redskins. They're led by number 11, a 6'2 senior guard, DJ Barhorst. Number 21, a 6'4 senior, Landon Dreese. Number 23, a 6'1 junior, Aiden Burning. Number 34, a 6'1 junior, Ian Grillo. And rounding out the lineup, a 6'4 sophomore, number 35, Tanner Heckman. Head coach of the Fort Laramie Redskins in his third season is Mitch Westride, assisted by Nick Meyer and Jacob Maurer. For the Botkins Trojans, their starting lineup is number 2, 6' junior, Eli Pitts. Number 5, a 6'2 sophomore, Will Monin. Number 21, a 6'6 senior, Owen Zimfer. Number 24, a 6'4 senior, James Steinke. And rounding out the lineup, number 33, a 6'1 senior, Tucker Holzkamp. The head coach of the Botkins Trojans is Phil Gross, assisted by Dennis McFerron, Mitch Gubo, and Dane Cook. Well, we're underway. The Fort Laramie Redskins control the basketball. Landon Dreese shooting a little fadeaway right there. Rebound there by Grillo, and we'll have a foul on the floor, and the basketball will stay with the Fort Laramie Redskins.
That was a good look. Just shot it off the back flange.
Fort Laramie got some size with Dreese and Heckman out there with 6'4", 6'5". Burning out front, gives it over to Dreese. Over to Grillo on the left side. Fight through a screen, looking down there to Dreese. Back over to Heckman, right at the Trojan logo. Heckman trying to get it to Barhorst. Over, it's Landon Dreese. Long first possession here for Fort Laramie.
They keep getting pushed farther and farther out on the court. Botkins playing some nasty man-to-man defense.
And they tip it in the backcourt here. The Trojans harassing the Redskins here. A minute first possession here for Coach Westerheide's squad. Botkins yet to touch the basketball on their offensive end. Here comes Burning driving on the inside. The give and go to Ian Grillo. And they're going to call an offensive foul. That's going to wipe the points off the board. A long possession, but no dice for the Redskins.
I'll get this out of the way early. They need to put an arc down there. You shouldn't be able to take a charge standing directly under the basket.
Now, player control foul on Burning early.
I always get on the soapbox and get it over with.
Pass out to Holzkamp. Burning diving on the floor. Going to try to cause a tie-up here, and the jump ball will keep it with the Botkins Trojans here. Steinke going to give it out in front of the Fort Laramie bench. Eli Pitts will bring it up. The junior expecting to have more of the burden of the offense this year with the graduation of Colin Dosek, a first-team All-Shelby County League selection. Eli, All-League selection himself last year. Pitts goes to Steinke on the left side. 6:17 to go here in the first. No score yet. Steinke out air at the top of the key. He goes to the left side, driving on the inside. Gives it out to Will Monin. Monin, the sophomore, back out to Steinke. Steinke will drive baseline, whip it over to Zinfer, and Zinfer gets Botkins on the board. Their first 2 points of this 25-26 campaign. And Botkins coming out here with some pressure. Nearly an over and back violation coming with the late trap.
Yeah, you got to break. The dribble went off the Botkins kid's footer. It was going to be over and back.
Ian Grillo will bring it up the floor. He crosses the timeline. 2-0 Trojans here. 5:50 to go in the first quarter. It's Landon Dreese over on the right side to Ian Grillo. Grillo takes on the inside against Holzkamp. He swats that away. Holzkamp up ahead quickly. Tipped out by Barhorst, and they'll stay Trojan basketball. They'll have a sideline out of bounds here. Two nothing here in the early going. Only Botkins' second possession, 2.5 minutes into this game. hits and he carry. That's a good call out there by the official.
Call. Yes, sir.
And just hesitated a bit, didn't decide what he wanted to do, what side he wanted to go with the basketball.
I think he started to throw a pass, saw it wasn't open, and put it back down on the floor.
It'll be Ian Grillo here looking to get Fort Laramie on the board with 5:22 to go in the first. And he'll have an over-impact violation. I think he caught it and then stepped on that line. I don't know. It was a tight call.
Touched. I thought it was touched, but they didn't ask me.
Coach Mitch Westerheide asking about that call that he saw from the official. And he disagrees with that one, and it's Trojan basketball.
I do, too.
Here comes Tucker Hulskamp. Hulskamp in the lane will take the little 12-footer. It's off the mark. And Heckman comes down with the rebound for the Redskins. Here comes DJ Barhorst trying to get it over to Heckman. Read by Owen Simper. He'll try to throw that one down. And he falls on his stomach there. And that dunk attempt is going to result in an alarming rebound.
Yeah, make the basket.
Simper just a sophomore. Excuse me, a senior, I take that back. Yeah, getting his first real time on varsity as we have an Aiden burning three from the left wing. That's off the mark. Rebound down over to Will Monin. Monin up ahead quickly to Steinke. Back to Monin. Steinke on the top of the key. Back to Hulskamp. Inside over to Eli Pitts. Pitts looking to drive on the inside. Takes a fadeaway shot short. Zimfer cannot corral the rebound. And Heckman's fouled. On the rebound, or they're going to call the foul on Fort Laramie.
No, they said he's out of bounds.
Okay, out of bounds. Number 30, Tanner Eilerman, a freshman. Of course, fantastic season on the gridiron for Coach Spencer Wells. We'll check in with the first substitution for this game. 4:07 to go in the first quarter. It's 2-0. Botkins, shot from Sankey's no good. Ball falling down the floor, and Laramie's going to be out of bounds. And we currently produce over 50 million Bali bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide custom knitting and poly packaging of your products. And we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support is always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com in Rushi. We promote Scores broadcast in many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with online coverage. Production Support Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. Empty possession there for the Trojans, and a low scoring, a slow offensive struggle to start this first quarter.
Botkins JV had 24 points at the end of the first quarter.
Army's shot is deflected there. It goes back over to the Botkins Trojans quickly. Hulskamp up ahead. His shot's off the mark. Goes over down to Landon Dries as they're fighting with Steinke for the rebound. They're going to call a foul against Steinke. The Botkins second as a team. And we got a timeout by Coach Mr. Westerheide. We'll take it with him. It's 2-0. Botkins ahead of Fort Laramie here on scorespodcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, Osgood Bank, their locations in Rushi, Fort Laramie, Osgood, Chickasaw, and Indian Lake. Osgood here. Osgood, over 100 years of service in the banking industry in our area. I'd like to thank them as a sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, slow start here. 3:29 to go in the first. Just Botkins 2, Fort Laramie yet to crack the scoring column.
Well, both teams playing outstanding defense, and that helps keep the score down, but yeah, nobody's had a good run yet, that's for sure.
Aiden Burning with the basketball. Gets up against Eli Pitts, brings it across the timeline. Botkins just harassing the Redskins out on the perimeter. It's Heckman with the basketball. Fakes the exchange to Grillo. It's tipped out. And I say it went off of Dries last, and it's going to be a Fort Laramie turnover.
three turnovers, no points so far for the Redskins.
Able to about get off two shots so far as Coach Mitch Westerheide's squad. Steike from the right wing. He'll fire a three. That's off the mark too long as we continue this rock fight that we've had here in the first quarter.
Absolutely.
Each team is struggling to find the bottom of the bucket here on Bakken's homecoming night. A light token pressure here in the backcourt from the Bakken's Trojans. Grillo with the basketball. He goes on the right side on the exchange to Aiden Burning. Burning spins on the inside. Looks to make a move. Goes back out to Eilerman. I mean, on the exchange, trying to give it to Dreese, trying to get away from Hillscamp, back and gives it over to Dreese. 2:33 to go here in the first quarter. On the inside, it's tipped out off of, okay, maybe that tipped off Monin, but it tipped off of maybe Ian Grillo last there, and it'll be Bakken's basketball. Pitts with it. He'll go to the left side to Tucker Hillscamp. Back on the right side over to James Steinke. Steinke at the top of the key on the exchange to Pitts. Pitts trying to drive on the inside. Gives it back to Steinke. Steinke drives baseline. Off balance shot wide off the mark. And we're going to have a foul on Tucker Hulskamp. It'll go the way of the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Yeah, what you can't do when the whole team is struggling, that was not a good shot. You can't go up and just launch one. They need to run their offense and try to get the ball inside. Steinke's a heck of a player, but that's not a good shot.
A little light trap here from Bakken's in the backcourt. As Dreese will pick it up, Bakken's picking him up about three-quarter court. There's a trap on the wing here by Bakken's. Grillo working around. He's got Zimfer all over him. Eilerman out at the top. Larmy has started that offense just pretty much about 5 feet from beyond the three-point line. Three from Dreese off the mark. Zimfer with the rebound. Here comes Pitts straddling that left side. Gives it up quickly to the sophomore, Will Monin. Zimfer going to fire the three, and that hits home there for Owen Zimfer. And it's 5-0 Bakken's.
Zimfer got all 5 points.
And the senior Owen Zimfer, who played sparingly on the varsity squad last year, getting some time here as a starter, and like you said, got all 5 points here. And Zimfer's going to pick up a foul, just hedge that screen a little too hard. Couple substitutions coming in. We're 14, Braden Welsh, a 5'10 junior going to enter the lineup, and 11, DJ Barhorse going to enter back in for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Grillo out top. Goes to the top of the key, trying to find Heckman. It's broken up by Zimfer. Ball's on the floor. Jump ball arrow is going to favor the Fort Laramie Redskins. Zimfer getting in the way of everything here so far early on for Bakken's.
I'll tell you, he's doing a heck of a job defensively.
James Steinke will enter the lineup. Like Zimfer is going to head out and get a well-deserved break here. Like you say, he has all 5 points, 5-0. Bakken's ahead of Fort Laramie with 1:03 to go here in the first quarter. Tanner Heckman goes out on the right side over to T.J. Barhorst. Barhorst, the catalyst of this squad, according to Mitch Westerheide, talking to him in the pregame. All back up over to Tanner Heckman. Heckman to go on the right side to T.J. Barhorst. He tries to drive baseline, takes the off-balance shot, and he scores. Laramie gets on the board with 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter off the hands of T.J. Barhorst. Comes Eli Pitts. He's off on the exchange here, trying to get it over to just recently entered in 6'5 freshman Vincent Bayless. And Laramie is going to get a turnover here. Laramie's going to get a steal with 17 seconds left here in the first quarter. Laramie with a chance to try to close this gap here in the first quarter. Heckman with the basketball goes on the right side to Grillo. Gets it back over to Heckman. Heckman slashes to the basket. His shot no good, but there's a late foul that's going to come in, and Heckman's going to get two free throws. It's going to go against Vincent Bayless, the freshman. 6'5 as a freshman, so it looks like Bakken's getting some size back. Of course, not too long removed from the Plyman boy era as well. It just ended last year, so picking back up on that size that Bakken's has had in the recent years.
They have always had some size, and the Plymans didn't hurt coming through, that's for sure.
Heckman hitting the first front end here, trying to cut that gap to one, and he can't quite hit there. Bayless with the rebound. Bakken's going to throw for Frayer. Nowhere close. It's 5-3 to end the first quarter. Bakken's ahead of Fort Laramie. We'll step aside and come back with the second quarter of action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we begin the second quarter of action here between the Bakken's Trojans and the Fort Laramie Redskins. Low scoring defensive effort there in the first quarter. 5-3. The Trojans lead the Redskins here. And Chuck, what do you think both teams got to adjust to this second quarter?
Well, I mean, it just comes down to getting a little, get your feet under you and make a couple. You see a couple go through, and that's what you need to see. So there, Pitts just made one. Army needs to make a couple.
An elbow jumper there by Eli Pitts stretches the Bakken's lead to 4-7-3. Trojans here as now they pick up with a little bit of backcourt trapping pressure. Here comes Grillo across the timeline. Grillo dicing in the lane, and he's going to have a block foul there as he was driving to the lane, and Halskamp will be charged with the first team foul of the quarter.
I think that's his second also.
It is. You are correct. And quickly, Braden Welsh will come off the bench, and Tanner Heckman will get a quick break. He'll come in for Ian Grillo. Arnold will put two in the blocks, two in the corners here. They'll give it into Tanner Heckman. They're trying to look to get it to DJ Borhorse. Well covered by the Bakken's Trojans. The shot is wide by the Redskins as Pitts brings it down. Here comes Eli Pitts looking to drive. Gives it up over here to Will Monin. Monin looking to give it to Sankey on the back cut. Nice pass to Zinfer. He just misses the pressure shot inside. I don't know what we got here. We have a whistle.
Why?
Maybe an inadvertent one.
It was a pretty loud inadvertent whistle.
Yeah, it's...
Everybody has stopped.
That's my best guess.
I think something's loose on the floor.
It looks like one of the officials is looking on the floor.
Whatever it was, they don't care.
Barn will get the basketball back, trailing 7-3 with 7:11 to go here in the first half. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System as we open this winter season, the 2025-26 season here in the Shelby County Athletic League. Aiden Burning trying to get it over to Ian Grillo, and there's Owen Zimfer once again breaking up the pass. Pitts in the lane, he's fouled, and Eli Pitts will go to the line for two.
Tell you what, Zimfer's been all over the place defensively. He got 5 points, a couple of steals, playing good defense.
That foul going to go against Aiden Burning. That'll be his second.
Yeah, they didn't need that.
And quickly see number 40, Jaden Lupin, a 6'1 freshman off the bench for Fort Laramie.
He didn't make the Jack Kramer roster, so you have to tell me who this is after we get a dead spot.
Number 40, it's Jaden Luthman.
Luthman?
In the lineup. Okay. Yep. As Pitts will split the pair from the line, it's 8-3 Trojans with 6:52 to go to the halftime break. Fort Laramie bringing the basketball up. Bakken's still applying a little pressure here. Here comes Grillo over to DJ Barhorse. Barhorse gets it up over to Dries. Back over to Barhorse on the top of the key. Driving on the inside, playing pitch and catch with Dries. 6:28 to go till half. It's an 8-3 lead for the Bakken's Trojans. Ruthman out over to Grillo. Watkins has really made the Redskins uncomfortable outside the arc. We got a block foul here on Watkins.
That's a good call.
Watkins definitely willing to try to step in front of you and take that charge call. They have no fear in doing that.
No.
And that's a great testament to Coach Phil Groves.
That is a hard thing to teach. Kids either take the charge or they don't.
Exactly. As Armin will get it out under their own basket.
Took a shot to the kidney.
Here come the Redskins. Barhorst out front. Gives it over to Dries on the left side. And on the inside, Eilerman looking for a cutting Heckman, but he walked. And another alarming turnover as the offense just continues to stagnate here in the early going.
Six turnovers, 3 points. That's not good stats.
Pitt's going to bring the basketball up here for the Bakken's Trojans. Pitts will go, give it to Steinke in the corner. He'll fire a three. That's blocked partially, and that was blocked there by Dries. And Larmy will get the rebound. Quickly up ahead, it's Ian Grillo. It's Owen Zimper breaking it up, and we have a quick timeout there by Mitch Westerheide. We'll take it with him. Our score, Bakken's 8, Larmy 3, with 5:44 to go here in the first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued insurance agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio, Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. As we come back here with 5:38 to go here in the half, like I said, a rock fight to describe this. It's 8-3, Bakken's ahead of Fort Laramie. We have a rejection here by the Bakken's Trojans. Vincent Bayless, a little all out of sorts there, throws up a shot and misses there, and the rebound goes down to the Redskins.
He went up and took the foul, and he thought and didn't shoot the ball. They didn't call the foul.
Ian Grillo with the basketball. Grillo going to take the foul line jumper, and that one falls out. That's the best look Larmy's had all night. Yeah. Still struggling on the offensive end. Here's Zimper on the top of the key. His shot's off the mark. He has 5 of the 8 Bakken's points, and we have a late foul there by Bayless, the freshman. The 13th foul on Bakken's. And that's Bayless' second, so Bayless making his varsity debut. And Bakken's picking back up in that three-quarter court pressure. Substitution as Aiden Burning will come back into the lineup. Burning's got 2 fouls. Barhorst trying to get around Braden Welsh. On the right side, it's Tanner Eilerman. Eilerman trying to drive on the inside. He's got it in the short corner. Whips it out to Aiden Burning. On the foul line, loses the basketball. It's ripped away by Eli Pitts. There's a 2-on-1 fast break. Pitts looking to give it up. He's going to take it to the hole. And it's off the mark, and it's rebounded by Landon Dries. And it was only 5-3 at the end of the first quarter, and it's only 8-3 as we near the halfway point of the second quarter. Offense been hard to come by here tonight. DJ Barhorst with a nice jumper from 14 feet off the mark. Rebound goes down to Zinfer.
There's been one offensive rebound in the game. Both teams doing a great job of boxing out, and they've had a lot of practice because most of the shots are missing.
Zimpfer trying to drive on the inside. His shot is up and in. Owen Zimpfer has been fantastic with 7 of the 10 Botkins points here so far, Chuck.
Nice start to the game. Yes, sir. Playing great defense and scoring.
Aiden Burning on the left side. Gets it up over to Eilerman. Tanner Eilerman loses the basketball, trying to look for a teammate. He gives it up to DJ Barhorst. Barhorst picks up his dribble.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
He's trapped in the corner. Bockett's trying to get the 5-second count. Ball goes back over to Landon Drees. 3:20 to go till half. Here comes Drees driving on the inside, trying to get around Bayless. Shot's no good, and there's Zimpfer with the rebound. But he traveled in backcourt as soon as he gathered the basketball, and it'll go right back to Larman. We are your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market in South Main, and Fort Laramie has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see inside the market. So now we offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver's Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunch specials and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine as well at Schaefer Market. As continue play here with 2:50 to go until halftime. Heckman to the basket. His shot's off the mark. Man, you don't get much better of a look than that.
Yeah.
And the frustration on the offensive end continues to mount for Fort Laramie.
Yeah, well, they had this problem early last year. And they never were a great scoring team, even when they started winning. But, you know, they need to play. They need to shoot it better than this, that's for sure.
Well, out to Eli Pitts on the left wing. He's going to fire the three. It's going to dance out. Rebound going to go down to Vincent Bayless, the freshman. Back over to Sankey in the corner. Here's Welsh. Welsh takes it to the short corner, dishes it to Pitts before it's broken up. Here comes DJ Barhorst. Barhorst going to take the one-on-one to the basket. Aaron blocked by Sankey, and the late foul comes in. And on the other end here in Fort Laramie on the main street is the North Laramie drive-thru, which is now Schaefer drive-thru. They've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Laramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today and see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage is also there as well, and they've got it's located right behind Schaefer Market. They've got bays that are 14 by 54 feet wide each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low prices, plus one penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public endeavor. The December Gallon Giveback Program assists the Fort Laramie Schools Education Foundation. And a split there from the line, there by number 35, Tanner Heckman. And it's 10-4 here. Excuse me, that was DJ Barhorst that made the free throw. It's 10-4. Botkins ahead of Fort Laramie with a minute 38 to go, and there's a foul there on Landon Drees. An opening night here for Botkins, Chuck, and Laramie in their third game, and Laramie in their two games scored 45 against Houston, 28 against Versailles, and only one field goal for the Redskins so far, and really what's keeping Botkins afloat is the 7 from Owen Zimpfer.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's lighting it up, that's for sure.
Eli Pitts with it. Gets the basketball up over to Welsh. Welsh on the right side over to Zimpfer. Gets it back to Eli Pitts. Pitts looking for the cutting Welsh. Giving up over here. Number 0, Memphis Meyer in. A 5'11 junior getting his first action of the ball game. Pitts up top. Goes over to the left side looking to drive. He'll reverse course, give it back up over to Welsh. They lose the ball temporary, and Pitts recovers. And there's a late foul going to come in on Fort Laramie. Coach Westerheide was wanting a travel. They're late.
It was close. When Botkins has a Dosik and Laramie has a Max Maurer, and they dominate the time with the ball, some of these kids who scored a lot out of that system are not good yet of taking the ball and scoring on their own, and that's what we just watched. Pitts just turned it over.
Yeah, Pitts just, nobody even on him. He just dropped the basketball and lost it in the backcourt. 10-4 here, and this first half about coming to an end.
I'm telling you, this is a tough one. You're doing a great job, because I've nodded off a couple times.
Aiden Burning here, getting pressure here. Double team, and it's swiped away by Bayless, the freshman, trying to get his first varsity points. He misses the wide open layup, and that's been the story of the first half right there. Bayless got a little nervous and missed the wide open layup. That ball stolen there by Welsh, stolen back by Tanner Heckman. He makes a beeline to the basket, reverses course, gives it back out to DJ Barhorse. 10 seconds to go here. Barhorse trying to cut the deficit before half. Back to Heckman. Heckman, give it back up over to Dries. On the right side, a three from Eilerman before the horn, and that falls for Fort Laramie. So after all that, Laramie struggling to score. They hit a three at the horn and trail 10-7 going into the halftime break. We'll step aside and come back with our first half review here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com, our halftime report is brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. And Chuck, I know it's not much, but let's take a look at some of our first half numbers.
Well, there's a little bit here. Laramie led in scoring. D.J. Barhorse and Tanner Eilerman each had three. And then Heckman had a free throw. They scored three in the first quarter, four in the second, for seven at halftime. 11 rebounds, one offensive rebound, turned the ball over eight times. Botkins led by Owen Zimfer with 7 and Eli Pitts with 3. They scored 10, 5 in each quarter, 12 rebounds, 1 offensive rebound, turned the ball over 5 times, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Loramie was 2 of 4 from the free throw line.
And just a slow offensive first half. I mean, really, yeah, neither team could find any footing. I mean, just basic things happening, wide open layups missed. You can tell for both these teams, it's early in the season. Of course, right, this is Laramie's third, Botkins first, and just a couple little careless mistakes by each team.
I expect the both teams to come out and play a little bit better after the half. Coaches get in there, they spend 5 or 6 minutes with them, calming them down, talking about the things that you talked about before the game, the things that you wanted to put in, implement, what you could run and against each other, and just get them calmed down. That's what they need to do.
Oh, you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Customer pricing and financing always. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the exact same way. See the new Chrysler's Dodge Jeeps and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie, and see them online too at GAIERS.com. Our halftime score, Botkins 10, Laramie 7. Our halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we begin the second half here. Brandon Coverman, Chuck McBee giving you the action. And, of course, offense, you know, and baskets being made few and far between. First half, it's a 10-7 Bodkins lead over the Redskins. Redskins got a big bucket before the horn sounded there in the first half, and they're going to start the basketball with the second half. So adjustments being made, and let's play ball here in the second half.
Eilerman did a big jumper from the corner that cut it to three.
As we begin the second half of play, DJ Barhorse, his shot's airballed and kind of continuing the offensive struggle there on that first offensive set from Laramie in that first half.
That didn't make me excited to see the second half the way that started.
As Pitts brings it out, Watkins' first possession of the second half. Both teams playing straight up man-to-man. Tucker Hulskamp in the lineup. He had those two fouls early. I haven't seen him too much this game as he's a returning player from last year's team, and he'll get a bucket quickly to start Watkins off on the right foot in the second half.
I think we're going to see more of him. He had to sit quite a bit in the second quarter.
I think you might see Bakkens try to use his strength.
Yeah.
Of course, very strong player is Tucker Hulskamp, and Bakkens will get a steal here. Osmanen up to Hulskamp. Hulskamp will spin on the inside. He's harassed by Ian Grillo, and he's fouled, and the Bakkens church will have it baseline out of bounds. And Tanner Eilerman will enter the lineup.
He had a great football season.
Fantastic football season. Him and Tanner Heckman were quite the combination for that Fort Laramie team for Coach Spencer Wells. Zimfer, his shot off the mark. Rebound going to be on the floor. Zimfer making a great effort to go after it, and he's going to give Watkins an extra possession. It's a great effort there by Zimfer to get that basketball.
Yep. I was surprised they didn't call a foul because you can't usually climb on the guy and tie him up.
Box set here by the Trojans. Pitch trying to inbound the basketball. He'll give it up over to Will Monning. Monning directing Pitts, telling him where to go as Pitts gets it out front. Pitts trying to replace what Colin Dosek did last year. The three from Will Monning off the mark. Great effort by Pitts to get the offensive board. Hulskamp will fire a three. That's off the mark. And the rebound goes down to Aiden Burning. And Andrees out front gets on the left side to Ian Grillo. He's got a wide open three, and he splashes that home from the left wing, and Larmy's back within two. And Ian Grillo cracks the box score, the 6'1 junior. Eli Pitts goes on the inside, and he's swatted by Grillo. Ball caroms around, it goes down to Will Monning. Monning back up over to Zinfer, back up over to Tucker Hulskamp. Hulskamp drives inside. Three from the corner, and Pitts answers Ian Grillo's three with a three of his own, and Bakken's lead is back out to five. We had about more offense there in about that minute than we about did the entire first half.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, they get in there at halftime, they get them calmed down. But I think Hulskamp and I think Pitts are the key. If they have a big second half, that's what Botkins needs.
There's a foul by James Steinke out front, a couple substitutions. Coming in, Braden Welsh for Botkins. That's the third foul for Steinke, as he'll replace him. And DJ Barhorse is going to come in for Fort Laramie. Aiden Burning heads to the bench. And that ball kicked out front. Army will keep playing. Eilerman shots off the mark as Monin gets the rebound. Monin up ahead quickly. Goes over to Holzkamp. Spins in the lane, and Grillo able to tip that one. It goes off Holzkamp. What an effort play by Ian Grillo.
Excellent defense that time.
You can tell how Grillo runs the floor very well. He was a very good cross-country runner for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Made the state cross meet in Division IV this fall.
He had a nice game against Franklin Monroe last year in the sectional final.
There's Heckman. Heckman looks to drive on the inside. Heckman spinning around, gives it back to Grillo. There's a shot fake, takes the jumper, and it's short, and Zimper will track it down. That ball stolen, though, by DJ Barhorst, and he stepped on the sideline. He'll go right back to Botkins. Aiden Burning back in. Ian Grillo will get a breather. 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. 15-10, Botkins ahead of Fort Laramie in this low-scoring battle here on scoresbroadcast.com. Pitt spinning around, gives it to Tucker Holzkamp. He'll give a shot fake in the corner. Will Monin, and he traveled. He wanted to give the shot fake, but he jumped up and then back down, and it'll go back the way of the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Unfortunately, you can't dribble once you jump.
Barros will go right in front of the Botkin student section, and it's inbounded over to Aiden Burning. All on the right side, over to Tanner Eilerman. Eilerman spins on the inside. They're going to call an offensive foul. Their player control foul on Eilerman. It's going to be a turnover there for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Mm. What did you see there, Chuck?
It was kind of maybe a ticky-tack call, but if there was a foul, it was offensive.
Pitts gives it out to Welsh. Botkins trying to add to their lead. It's been no more than five at any point in this game.
Seems like a big lead, doesn't it, five?
It does. Back cut there by Welsh to the basket. Nice move by Braden Welsh. Late foul counted and one for Braden Welsh, the junior. 5-10, Welsh will go to the line looking to extend the Botkins' game-high 7-point lead. Ian Grillo come back in, so that's Tanner Eilerman's second foul. Welsh at the line, cashes in, and it's 18-10, Botkins. Horse with the basketball. He brings it up. Here comes Botkins with some momentum, and they're going to bring some pressure. Army all out of sorts here on the offensive end as Burning drives it into the key. Kicks it out to DJ Barhorst. That three off the front of the iron and down to Owen Zimper. Botkins off and running. Welsh in the corner. Holzkamp. Holzkamp going to fire a transition three. It's off the mark. Battle between Holzkamp and Grillo. It's going to be Laramie basketball. I like how Botkins is trying to run and get out in transition. I think that's going to benefit.
Yeah, and that was a good shot. I like Holzkamp can take that all day for me. He's a good shooter. It's just a little hard.
Aiden Burning in backcourt. 3:50 to go here in the third. 18-10. Fort Laramie trailing Botkins, and there's pressure from Botkins, and it's stolen by Owen Zimper. He lays it in. It's got a game-high 9 points. We got a timeout by Coach Mitch Westerhiding. We'll take it with him. Our score, Botkins 20, Laramie 10, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential
residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
I'm back here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's 20-10, Bakken's ahead of Fort Laramie. And do you have any short or long-term pain or discomfort? Improve your mobility and well-being with Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 102 East Main Street in Rushi. Talk with Dr. Katie Bargy about a plan to restore your overall wellness. Restore Physical Therapy treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions and provides balance and vestibular rehabilitation to assist restoring your overall function, strength, and agility. Restore Physical Therapy also performs stride needling services and run gait analysis. Restore Physical Therapy enables your initial consultation to be made without a physician referral, and we work closely with your doctor to best serve you. Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being. Bakken gets that ball swiped away, Chuck, and a little bit of this offense is really picking up this third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, their offense, they're getting good looks at the basket. He's just not shooting it real well still.
Landon Dries with the shot in the paint from the block, and he gets that one to fall for Fort Laramie, their second field goal of the quarter. Landon Dries gets his first points of the game for the 6'4 senior. Hits with the basketball, gives up over to Braden Welsh on the inside. Owen Zimper, count it, and one. For Owen Zimper, he's in double figures. He'll look to add to the Trojan lead. And you got to look at a bright spot for Coach Phil Groves in this offensive struggle that they've had tonight. It's had to be the play of senior Owen Zimper.
He's had a terrific game. Both these teams, next time we see them, are going to be much better.
A little more well-polished, we'll say. I'm going to put it that way. That might be about the term I'm going to use. Well-polished is a little rusty here. And then on both times, I mean, both teams, we've seen it here tonight. So we have a foul on the inside. It's going to be two shots for Landon Dries. It's Tucker Holzkamp's third foul, so Coach Bill Groves going to have to go to the bench here, possibly. And that's his bench, and he's going to pull back on that as a shot made by Dries at the charity stripe, and now James Steinke comes off the bench. Of course, Bakken's a handful of experience. They graduated a lot of seniors off that team. They got quite a bit of experience back from that team that made the regional finals last year, Division 7.
But they lost their facilitator, their point guard in Dosik, and it takes a little time to make that adjustment. Same thing for Laramie. They had Maurer last year, who handled the ball and facilitated. Laramie's gone to a 3-2 zone now.
I'm trying to slow down the momentum that Bakken's has got here in the third quarter on the offensive end. They put up 12 points this quarter, which surpasses their first half total. Monin on the left wing, his shot in and out. It's going to carry him down to Welsh, who gives a nice pass to Zimper, who's the beneficiary. Great pass from Welsh to Zimper. Zimper's got a baker's dozen, 13 points, about outscoring the Redskins himself. Heckman on the inside, his wild shot off the mark, and the rebound goes down to Pitts. Here comes Pitts on the left side, gives it to Steinke. Over to Welsh, to Zimper, he's going to fire the three, and he splashes it home from the left wing, and Coach Phil Groves going to call a timeout. The hot hand of Owen Zimper has got the Bakken Trojans going this quarter. 27-14, Trojans ahead of Fort Laramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
And we're coming back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 27-14 our score, as each team's exchanging misses, and Owen Simfer got to go to the line. Barhorse got walloped down there. Lonnie did not get the call.
Yep.
And a three off the iron from Pitts, and Zinfer will be fouled on the rebound. So, of course, mentioning the name of Owen Zinfer, who's got a game-high 16 points. Yeah, Zinfer misses the front end here, but the offense has picked up quite a bit here in this quarter. Zinfer misses the first end here. And Zinfer cashes in here. Now the Trojans doubling up the Redskins, 28-14. Hopefully that's a score we maybe see in Ohio State's favor tomorrow.
I'll take that.
Here comes Botkins, bringing some backcourt pressure as they got some momentum. Chris Reese gives it up over to Aiden Burning. That ball nearly taken away by Monin. Pressure out front. And we got a foul there by Eli Pitts with the body, and that'll be the fourth team foul from Botkins, so no more to give for the Trojans. Army with five team fouls already this quarter. As Burning will bring the basketball up, 48 seconds left in the third, 28-14, Botkins ahead of Fort Laramie. Frank Overman, Chuck McBee giving you the action here. Botkins opening game, Laramie's third of the season. And a late 5 second count going to be coming. Coach Groves was, you know, screaming for it, and he rightfully deserved that call.
About a 7 second call right there.
As Botkins will take it over with 36 seconds left to go off the Fort Laramie turnover. Here comes Pitts. Over to Welsh on the left side to Monin. Back over to Welsh to Steinke. Here comes Monin. Monin goes back to the right side to Welsh. Side Monin in the corner to Steinke. Trojans being patient here. Here comes Pitts looking to drive. He's going to dance with Barhorse. He's going to take the step back three-pointer, and he's got that to fall. An offensive explosion here this third quarter for Botkins. 31-14. Botkins leads Fort Laramie heading into the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
And back here at Botkins High School as the Trojans lead the Redskins 31-14. That offensive half we saw in the first half, that really third quarter, Chuck, really was an explosion for Botkins. 21 points there.
Yeah, they scored 21, and Lormy doubled theirs. They had seven at half. They at least scored seven more in the third quarter, so they got a little bit better, but it's a work in progress for the Redskins.
Well, Army with a big hole to dig themselves out of with 7:35 to go. E.J. Barhorst takes the jumper. It's off the front of the iron, and the rebound goes down to Will Monin. Here comes Eli Pitts with the basketball. Holzkamp over to Steinke. Back to Holzkamp. Pitts with it. Pitts looking to drive. Again, 21 points for the Trojans into that third quarter after only getting 10 the whole first half. Owen Zinfer high off the glass. His shot's no good. Holzkamp, the offensive board. Back to Zinfer, who goes up, and he's blocked. As that ball goes out of bounds, it'll be the Redskins basketball.
Tanner Heckman, nice block down there on the baseline. He put it right back.
Ian Grillo going to come back in the lineup here for Aiden Burning. As Botkins going to pick up with some light token pressure in the backcourt. Grillo up. Almost went over and back as he gets it back to Dries. On the right side, over to Ian Grillo. Grillo trying to fight through here, and he's going to throw that basketball away right back into the Botkins fan section here.
Well, in his defense, that person was open in the front row.
They were. The Botkins here can use this time to their advantage. 6:33 to go and a 31-14 lead on our scoreboard here at the Coliseum. And we got an offensive foul there, an illegal screen, I believe, maybe. I don't think Monin was ever set.
And they're running a little weave, and sometimes you got too much movement.
Foul here on, looks like it's going to be on Botkins. It's going to be on Steinke. That's going to be Steinke's fourth. As you'll see Braden Welsh come quickly off the bench. A cutaway styling salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style your smile, beautiful hair with beautiful care. At Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie, owners Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicap accessible. Yes, 40 years at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
I think they called a travel there. I wasn't sure exactly what he called, but it's a Laramie ball.
Ball goes back over here to the Redskins. It's Eilerman looking for Dries. Back over on the left side to Ian Grillo. Grillo going to stop. Pop at the top of the key, and he hits it off the glass and in for a three-pointer for the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Tell you what, in this day of the ATM, the bank is always open.
And a big play there for Grillo, getting the steal. Gets it up ahead to Barhorst, and here's a little 5-0 run for the Fort Laramie Redskins. And we got a timeout here by Coach Groves. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take with them our score, Botkins 31, Fort Laramie 19, here on scorespodcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 5:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 31-19. The Botkins Trojans lead the Fort Laramie Redskins. And really, this game all of a sudden started going Botkins' way in the third quarter with that 21-point output. That's been the difference. But Botkins hits a score here in the fourth quarter, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, Lormey's has not stopped playing. They're playing really hard. Just got a steal and called a timeout.
Great play by Ian Grillo, as we'd like to remind you that Frisch's has never left. Frisch's is still here in Sydney going strong on Michigan Avenue just west of I-75. They are as popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that outstanding hot fudge cake. Pumpkin pie is served right through the Christmas holidays at Frisch's in Sydney. Don't forget the Frisch's breakfast bar, and it's open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends and 7 to 11 on weekdays. And Frisch's in Sydney is open until 10 p.m. every night. More popular than ever is Frisch's new dinner menu that features spaghetti, white fish, meatloaf, and chicken pot pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. And I stopped there and got a sandwich myself, got a Big Boy, getting ready for this matchup here tonight. And as we take a look at this, it's 31-19, but what a play by Ian Grillo there.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great steal, smart enough to call timeout because he wasn't going to get out of that corner. I don't know if they're still in the game because I don't know if they can score enough, but there's no quit in them, that's for sure.
You wouldn't expect anything less out of a Fort Laramie team. They control the basketball out front. It's Dries trying to make a move, and he scores. Laramie going to amp up the pressure here now, trailing by 10. Zimfer brings the basketball up, and he's fouled by Ian Grillo in the backcourt. That'll be the first team foul on Fort Laramie.
And he's got three now.
We haven't seen any of Bayless, the freshman, in this second half, or Botkins either.
No.
Each team going with about seven deep, not very deep. You usually see teams go about eight or nine. These teams not working in a big bench so far. Pitts out top. Pitts will go to the left side, and it's tipped out of bounds, and will stay with the Trojans. 4:39 to go. It's a 31-21 lead for the Botkins Trojans over the Fort Laramie Redskins. Apple stolen. It's Ian Grillo, and he double dribbled right in front of the Botkins fan section. He went in there and swiped it.
It was a nice steal. I mean, he read it well, jumped in front.
He just wasn't really set or anything, or didn't have really a chance just to take it and score.
No, that was the problem.
Holzkamp will enter it into Braden Welsh. Welsh gives it over to Holzkamp. Right down low to Owen Zinfer, and he's fouled by DJ Barhorse. That prevented Zinfer from getting what probably would have been an easy layup there. That's Barhorse, first team, second of the fourth quarter. Botkins yet to score in this fourth. After that 21-point outburst in the third quarter, after only 10 points that entire first half. Welsh with it, gets it to Zimfer in the corner. Botkins choosing to be a little more picky, but they can be picky when they get wide open looks like that, and Eli Pitts cashes in on the wide open layup.
Well, he just did a jab step, went to the basket, nobody back, nobody, no help, and got lost defensively.
Pitts in double figures with 11, and we have Zinfer with the block. Looks like maybe the baseline official wanted to call something. I don't know if his whistle.
I thought it was a clean block.
It was clean.
But yeah, you're right. He did have kind of a look on his face. I think the officials have done a nice job. This could not be an easy game to officiate. It's really been kind of ragged.
Ball inbounded. Pitts gets it. Flying to the basket. Kicks out to Monin. He'll fire a three. It's off the mark. No good. And Tanner Heckman will get the rebound for the Redskins. Here comes Ian Grillo racing to the basket, and he's fouled on the floor. Made a third team foul on the Bakken's Trojans. With the second on Eli Pitts. Tanner Eilerman will come in for Aiden Burning. ...33-21. Watkins ahead of Fort Laramie by a dozen here with 3:43 to go in the fourth. Landon Dries, the three-pointer, trying to get Laramie back within single digits, and it's off the iron, no good. Here comes Will Monning. Gives it to Tucker Holzkamp on the right side. Holzkamp will dribble back over to the left side to Zimper. Zimper with a game-high 17 for the senior. Back over to Pitts. Pitts wide open. His three-pointer splash right in front of the Bakken student section.
Eli Pitts up to 14 now.
Quietly as Barhorst chucks up a brick there that goes off the backboard, but Grillo hustling to get the rebound. His shot's off the iron, no good. And Bakken's up ahead quickly. Pitts with 14, Steinke with 17. So 31 of the 36 coming through those two. Zimfer been one of the more consistent ones throughout the game. Pitts more been coming on strong this second half. Foul there on Ian Grillo. He's got his fourth. He's played really hard, so those four fouls, you know, you aren't bothered by that when you're playing as hard as he is.
No, he played very hard. Like I said, he had a really nice sectional at Pickwa last year. He played well.
Well, Monning gets the inbounds pass, the 15-point lead here for the Trojans as they try to add to it. Zimfer in the corner as ball's blocked by the length of Tanner Heckman. That's a good shot to take. Heckman just skied out of the way and deflected that one. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's off of Botkins. It'll be Laramie basketball. And I guess one thing Coach Westerheide talked about in the pregame was he talked about, you know, the length that we have is people have to shoot over us, which will be a strength as Laramie goes on this season.
Yeah, it definitely should be.
Burning kicks it to the outside. It's Barhorst. It's kicked to the corner. Here comes Heckman, the three ball off the iron, no good, and it goes down to Eli Pitts. Pitts up ahead to Zinfer in the corner to Tucker Holzkamp. Over to Pitts. Let's dribble it out. Watkins is going to be content and burning clock here. You're up 15 in a game that's been tough to score. Heckman gets the steal. Heckman going to lay it in for Fort Laramie and cut the deficit to 13. That's Tanner Heckman's first points of the game. For a field goal, that is. He's got three now. I take that back. He had a free throw added earlier, so it's 36-23. We got a 30-second timeout here by Coach Groves. We'll take it with him. Bakken's 36, Laramie 23 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We're a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools and academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted for ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, and one of the many organizations that helps make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. We'll foul out the timeout. We'll send Eli Pitts to the line. Bakken's in the bonus, as he can the first one. As Pitts is now with a 15, just behind Owens in for 17, so 32 of the 37 points coming out of the hands of Owen Zimfer and Eli Pitts.
They got no points out of Stanky tonight, and he's gonna be a scorer for them, I promise you, because he was last year.
Pitts scans both. He's got 16.
They have 33 of the 38 points.
And of course, opening night for the Trojans as they'll move to 1-0. Larmy will drop to 1-2 as Pitts gets in there. They're going to cause a tie-up here, and the possession will go to Botkins. Steinke will race back in quickly, and Welsh will come out.
Checking back in for the Trojans, number 24, James Steinke.
Comes Holzkamp on the inbound, gives it in over to Steinke. Steinke looking to get around Aiden Burning. Steinke to the left side. Steinke weaves back in. Goes back over to Holzkamp. Back over to Zinfer. Cut it over to Pitts. Pitts will look to drive. And he's fouled by Eilerman. There's really no other option. And he's going to send Pitts to the line for two. Bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwest U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools for free. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can also contact us at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Pitts is going to take over as game-high honors right now with 18. After he cans both of those free throws, and it's 40-23. Our score now, Botkins out of Fort Laramie.
Yeah, they pressed him that time. I was kind of surprised up 17.
It's Eilerman, the off-balance shot. It's deflected there and goes in the hands of Pitts. Pitts looking up ahead quickly as Botkins will start off 1-0, and more importantly, 1-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. As we discussed in the pregame, Botkins one of the favorites right up there, probably with Anna in jockeying position for that league title. And Botkins just weaving as the fans start to dwindle out here at the Coliseum. A homecoming night win for the Botkins Trojans as they start the 25-26 campaign on the right foot.
Looks like the big house Saturday night when everybody was leaving in the third quarter.
Steinke looking to drive on the inside. He'll give it to Holzkamp, and he'll not even opt to score any as Zinfer will just dribble it out. It's a 40-23 victory for the Botkins Trojans over the Fort Laramie Redskins. We'll step aside with our post-game and recap here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBauGh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, a 40-23 victory for the Bakken's Trojans over the Fort Laramie Redskins. And let's take a look at some of our numbers here tonight.
Well, Laramie was out-rebounded 30-17, 6-2 on the offensive boards. The Redskins turned it 15 times. Bakken's turned it 12. Neither one of those are horrible for the pressure defense both teams played. 7-10 from the free throw line for the Trojans. 4-6 for Fort Laramie. Individual scoring for the Redskins. They were led by Grillo with 6. Dries was 6, and they got 5 out of DJ Barhorse, and they got 3 each from Tanner Heckman and Tanner Eilerman. And I'm going to go with my Clancy's player of the game is going to be Ian Grillo. Then we go to the other side, a couple of big scorers. Pitts had 18, Zimfer had 17, then they got 3 from Welsh. And 2 from Huelskamp, scored 40 for the game. And my Clancy's player of the game for the Trojans is Owen Zimfer.
And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. We'll be right back.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M serves 200 additional businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook and call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. As we wrap up here tonight, it's a 40-23 win for the Bakken's Trojans over the Fort Laramie Redskins. Bakken's moves to 1-0 on the campaign, and Fort Laramie drops to 1-2. These two teams will be back in action on Tuesday. Fort Laramie travels to Fort Recovery, while the Bakken's Trojans will stay here in the Coliseum and host the Rushi Raiders. Our game's coming up next weekend. Friday, we'll travel to Jackson Center and watch Rushi take on Jackson Center in a key Shelby County League showdown. Then Saturday, Minster in Fort Laramie in a battle of State Route 66, the girls' version of it, which should be a very good game that you and Jack will call next weekend, Chuck. And of course, just heating up here with the basketball season.
Yeah, it is basketball season, so that's why I'm here. But you're a Rushi man, so yeah, you should do the game Friday night.
Well, that'll do it for us all here tonight. Here from the Coliseum for the last time, the Bakken's Trojans defeat the Fort Laramie Redskins 40-23. For Chuck McVie, I'm Brandon Coverman, wishing everyone a good night.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.